Nearly a year and a half into the Biden administration, one of Donald Trump's most controversial immigration policies remains in effect, despite repeated attempts by the Biden administration to terminate it. Now the Supreme Court is weighing in with a fast-tracked hearing on the so-called Remain in Mexico program, the common name for Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP. The case is called Biden versus Texas. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued the case for the Biden administration.
The lower courts ordered DHS to reinstate MPP in perpetuity, requiring ongoing negotiations with Mexico to send thousands of non-citizens into its territory. That was error.
Critics of MPP say it's ineffective and forces asylum seekers to stay in squalid, unsafe camps in Mexico, where they're often prey to criminal cartels. The lawsuit was brought by Texas and Missouri, who argue that rescinding MPP would lead to the government illegally releasing undocumented immigrants into the country. Texas Solicitor General Judd Stone argued for the respondents.
The Fifth Circuit concluded that the executive was not permitted to rescind MPP and thus to increase its total number of violations of Section 1225B2A's mandate in lieu of exercising that authority. This court agrees it need go no further.
The Biden administration says keeping MPP would interfere with foreign policy. That's because the U.S. has to negotiate with Mexico to send people there, to provide food and shelter and other logistical issues. Justice Elena Kagan is part of the court's liberal minority.
Requiring the secretary to do something like this essentially says to Mexico, it's all yours. You have control. I mean, they do have control. You're putting the secretary's immigration decisions in the hands of Mexico.
Justice Stephen Breyer, another liberal, was on hand for probably one of the last cases he hears before he retires.
But foreign affairs is involved. And judges, this is above your pay grade, okay? Stay out of it.
The Remain in Mexico program, or MPP, was announced by then-President Donald Trump in 2018. The Biden administration has twice announced the repeal of the program, but it was blocked by a conservative Texas judge appointed by Trump. In Tuesday's hearing, the liberal justices were not the only ones to sound skeptical of Texas' position. John Roberts is the court's chief justice.
I think it's a bit much for Texas to substitute itself for the secretary and say that you may want to terminate this, but you have to keep it, because it will reduce to a slight extent your violations of the law.
The court is expected to issue its ruling this summer. That ruling could affect not only migrants seeking asylum, but also the fate of many other Biden policies, and whether or not they can be blocked by judges who prefer a previous administration's policies. That is something that was probably on Solicitor General Prelogar's mind.
So I think the idea here that there is a single district court in Texas that is mandating those results, that is compelling the executive to engage in those ongoing negotiations, and is doing so under the constant threat of a contempt motion from Texas to supervise our good faith negotiations with Mexico, shows that something has powerfully gone awry here.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.